Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Okay, I think it's time for a GP. Dr. Yvonne Williams, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Brendan.
Yvonne, the cold weather arrived in dramatic style this week, so we wanted to talk to you about the various doses that are going around at this time of the year. What are the main doses that are doing the rounds at the moment?
At the moment, I suppose we're seeing lots of coughs and colds. We're seeing flu, we're seeing COVID, and we're seeing pneumonia. They'd be kind of the biggest things coming into the GP surgeries the last couple of weeks.
So it's all there. Okay, so all in there. Terms of flu, how do we know if it's a flu we have? Obviously, with men, it's always a flu, but an actual flu, how do we know?
Well, I'm glad you said that, not me. But to be fair, I think, you know, a common cold, you have a runny nose, maybe a bit of a sore throat, you might feel a little bit off, but most people are able to stay up and about. They're not thrown down in bed for the few days. They're usually working. With the flu, you go from being quite well to actually feeling quite sick, you know, on the same day or within a day. Usually with a high temperature, aches and pains, and it kind of tends to affect your tummy as well. You usually feel tired off your food, maybe a bit queasy, and it's very difficult to keep going. Most people find they have to go to bed, they have to rest up when they have have the flu.
Okay, so when you're flattened, that's probably
flattened.
A flu. Yeah.
Yeah, and if not flu, maybe COVID. So it's still worth, you know, testing
okay.
for that.
Is it? Yeah.
It is, because look, at the moment we've got about 203 cases. Of COVID a week, of people going into hospital still with COVID, with flu and with RSV. And at this time of the year, coming in, you know, towards Christmas, I think a lot of people are going to be going to big parties, big events where things can spread easily, maybe visiting elderly grandparents. So you don't want to bring, you know, you don't want to bring a dose into a house at Christmas or make somebody else sick or in hospital for December. So it's worth checking if you think it's a possibility.
Okay, even if it's not COVID or you haven't got a test, in the new world now, are we all staying at home if we aren't feeling well? Is that kind of the new rule?
If it's a new rule, I think most people are avoiding it. So people are going everywhere and anywhere. And I think we had so much COVID for a few years, but I don't want to think about it. You know, people just want to get on with things. But yeah, we do need to remember it, that if, you know, if you're coughing and sneezing, it's contagious. It doesn't matter whether it's a head cold, whether it's RSV or flu or COVID, you're going to spread it to other people if you're going around sniffling and coughing, whether that's the queue in the supermarket or into work. So there's still the option of a mask, you know, keep the hand gel in the pocket. There's still good things to use if you're under the weather.
Okay, but spluttering, definitely stay out of people's faces if you're spluttering.
They won't thank you afterwards.
So RSV, which none of us had ever really heard of until a few years ago, is there a lot of RSV around, and could you tell us how we would know if someone has RSV?
Yeah, there's a lot of RSV around, and before COVID it was mainly in the winter, but that sort of pattern changed with COVID, so we see it at other times of the year as well. So at the moment, week on week, we've got about 59 people in hospital and needing to go into hospital with RSV, and that's, you know, it's similar to flu. So I suppose every baby is going to get RSV by the time they're two. And it really makes younger babies sick. So babies under 6 months, but also older people. So it's a virus. It's similar to the cold, but you can get a bit wheezy with it and off your food, or babies off their bottles, a sore throat. And they quite often get a temperature with it as well. So the baby might seem just to have a head cold for the first 4 or 5 days. But then in some babies, it goes into their lungs. They get a bit more sick and they need a bit more help. Sometimes a little bit of oxygen. A lot of the time it can be managed at home, but some babies do need to go into hospital just to have help to keep their feeds up and keep those nappies nice and wet and help with their breathing.
Okay, and this year I think is the first year that the babies will be getting a vaccination for RSV. Should older people be getting an RSV vaccine as well?
Yeah, so since last September, October, we have babies getting the vaccine before they come out of hospital, which is wonderful. And the vaccine is 80% effective. So 4 out of 5 babies who get it are not going to get a bad RSV infection. RSV is really risky for older people, people over 70, over 65, people with heart disease, lung disease. So, you know, your ex-smokers and people with emphysema, bronchitis. So a lot of countries are actually giving it to older people. Northern Ireland, they're vaccinating their elderly population. The HSE haven't brought that in yet, but you can get it in pharmacies. You can get it from your GP. It does have to be ordered and you do have to pay for it. So that is a bit of a deterrent for people. So hopefully the HC will bring that in soon and roll the programme out.
Are people, in your experience, are people tending to get the vaccines, or are they kind of like, in one way you think people are like, I'm over that now, but like, are people still taking the COVID vaccines? What's the uptake like for flu jab?
So our flu jab uptake is still very good. I think there are people who've been getting it, you know, for 10, 15, 20 years. That hasn't changed. We offer everybody the COVID vaccine at the same time they're getting the flu. And I'd say our uptake is probably 40, 50%. Sometimes people have had COVID in the last couple of months. They're not eligible. Some people feel they've had 4 or 5 doses and there's a little bit of vaccine fatigue there, or they got COVID and they weren't too sick the last time. So I suppose we're encouraging people who are at high risk and carers, healthcare workers particularly, you know, to get vaccinated and keep up to date.
And there's a vaccination for pneumonia as well. Is there? Who should be getting that?
Yeah, so we have really good vaccinations for pneumonia. So all our babies get it free of charge with their childhood vaccines, and that immunity lasts you into adulthood. And then a booster is recommended for healthy people when they turn 65. But for other people who have health problems, so if you're a diabetic, if you're a heavy smoker, if you're a heavy drinker or an alcoholic, if you've heart disease, lung disease, kidney disease, you know, on long-term steroids, maybe anything that would affect your immune system, the vaccine is available and recommended for you as well. And it doesn't just prevent pneumonia, it prevents against meningitis and sepsis. So it's a really good vaccine to get. And that's a one-off booster for most people as an adult.
Okay. So vaccines aside, what are the other things we can be doing to stay well in winter, like vitamins, supplements, any of that kind of thing help?
Yeah, so vitamin D is recommended for most adults, unless your diet is really good and you're working outdoors. So the HSE have a really good guide online for what doses of vitamin D you should take as a pregnant woman, as an adult, as an older person, particularly people who are indoors a lot would need, you know, vitamin D all year round. That's our sunshine vitamin, and we're not getting too much of that in the last week or two. For families in general, and just to be aware of older people in the family and maybe older relatives, make sure there's a carbon monoxide in the house. You know, we've really sad cases every winter of people who are, you know, using solid fuel with carbon monoxide poisoning. Make sure there's a torch in the house and spare batteries. Yeah, everyone should have a thermometer. Like older people who get sick with a pneumonia sometimes just get a low temperature, and sometimes people in, you know, poorly heated houses, you know, they can get hypothermia, they can get weak and confused, and you don't feel cold with hypothermia. It's kind of a funny thing. You can get, you know, very low temperature, but without actually that feeling of being cold. So a thermometer is a good thing to have in every house, whether there's children or elderly people there with you.
Okay. And listen, if people are feeling sick, obviously there's a plethora of remedies out there. Say, for example, at the moment, now a lot of people seem to have a cough, don't they, that it takes a while to shift.
Yeah.
Are cough bottles any use?
So the HSE have a really good guide, actually, and they recommend using paracetamol or maybe honey and lemon in younger children rather than cough bottles and decongestants. For older people, particularly smokers, people with bad chest, a couple of cough bottles like Exputex and Bisolvan are actually really good. They keep the phlegm loose so that it's easy for people to cough it up and they don't end up quite as wheezy. So the pharmacists are in a really good position to advise on that. And the HSE actually have some really good guides online. If you Google HSE and cough, there's a lot of information there on when you might need to see a doctor or when you might need to get advice.
Okay, okay. And so is your pharmacist your first port of call, really? When do you need to go to a doctor or go to the A&E, Yvonne?
So, yeah, so I think the HSE website is probably a good port of call, and a lot of the private insurance companies will have, you know, a nurse advice line, your pharmacist then, and the pharmacists are really good at directing people onward to see their GP or the out-of-hours service if they're worried. People who need to go to A&E are people who are really, I suppose, bad chest pain, people who cough up a lot of blood, you know, with the, you know, that's often a pneumonia or a blood clot or something more serious, people who are struggling to breathe. So if you have a young baby or child who's breathing really fast and wheezy and seems to be struggling to get their breath, you know, their nostrils might be flaring, or they're using their shoulders, they need, you know, they didn't need to go into A&E there and then rather than waiting around.
Okay, GP Dr. Yvonne Williams down in Clare, thank you so much for that. Very useful.